Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Hey, look who's joining us in the studio. Shane Torres.
Yay!
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
See, that's the voice I was supposed to have. I got stuck with this one.
Yeah. Well, it still could be away. This will be gone by noon. It's a little early for me.
That's the voice of a guy who's not used to being up at this time.
No, yes. You're right about that.
Yep.
Shane Torres, super comedian. By the way, man, this guy is like taking off big time. The next time he comes around here, he won't be coming in.
Right.
I'll say, can I call?
Oh, well.
I'll call in. Yes. No, man. I'm watching.
It won't be this early.
Yeah. You got a lot of heat around you. So thanks for coming
in, man.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
I want to conference in our CEO. Then we're going to talk about pizza. But first, the top stories.
Right.
We're looking at a long weekend.
Yes,
lots of people going to be shooting off fireworks. Be careful.
Yep.
Watch the pets.
Yep.
Okay?
Exactly right.
And then if you're traveling, today's the worst day.
Worst day.
According to the airline industry and AAA.
Yeah.
So
good luck.
We're
all
effed. Just go in with the
AAA
right state of mind.
AAA stats on that.
Right.
Yeah, I guess they would.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't know how they get it.
I'm just, they're just like, there's like 50 more flat tires today than there would be.
Is it AAA or is it just,
Yeah.
So an event that we have coming up in Connecticut is the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, July 16th.
Hold on.
Wear my eating pants.
You have a pizza and beer festival with a healthcare facility.
You know, I never put that together.
Well, it's early for you. It's job security for them.
They're drumming
up
customers.
I guess that makes sense. You know,
like, oh, no, eat more pizza. Drink
covered
more
at the beginning, the during, and the end.
Yeah, it's that logic. Like, if cigarettes are bad for you, then why would they keep selling them to you? They wouldn't have anybody to smoke.
We should check blood pressure on the way in and the way out.
Yeah.
Whoa, boy, you really spiked that one up.
Yeah.
The CEO of this company, who's a big-time foodie, we like to go out to lunch, and we thought, well, let's go to a place that's going to be at this Pizza and Brew Fest.
Yeah.
So we went yesterday to Una Dolce Vita in Bridgeport on Broad Street, and Jeff Warshaw's on the phone now. Jeff, Shane, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hey. Good. How you doing? You have a fabulous voice.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah.
He says it'll change by noon, though.
Yeah, it'll be back up to its usual like upset, nasally pitch, shrill voice.
It sounds like we're getting the benefit of whatever sins you've committed on your voice.
Whatever sins I've committed on my voice. Scotch. Good.
So this pizza place we went to yesterday, I posted it all on the Chaz and AJ website. It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which pizza did you like the most, Jeff?
I think I liked the broccoli rabe and sausage pizzas. And the pizza margarita, as we discussed yesterday. Those are my two favorite. I think you like the New York style most, don't you?
Yes.
Is that right?
But also the one with the shiny stuff on it. What was that?
The shiny stuff. Gold leaf?
Yeah, that was actually, that might have been my favorite. It was with arugula, prosciutto, balsamic vinegar, and roasted yellow peppers.
That's nice.
Okay.
How many pizzas did you guys order?
At least three that I heard, or four maybe.
Right. Well, so they had.
Well, actually, they have this special pizza, which is three colors like the Italian flag, and so it's actually when you order that you get three different flavored pieces. One was a sausage, one was the cheese, and one was the one with the peppers and the prosciutto and the balsamic.
You're red, white, and green. Gotcha.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah, I could go with that.
I like to get your own kind of personal pizza peel when they deliver it to the table. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It really great people. So I went in biased. So everyone's been asking me on Facebook, so what'd you think? What number do you want to give it? I'm like, I already gave the place a 10 before I walked in because I met the guy at an event. He wrote out a $3,000 check for this charity event we were raising funds for. I already like the guy.
Exactly.
I'm biased going in.
Right.
I love the pizza. I'll go there again.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's it.
So if I write a $3,000 check to charity, you might give my comedy a 10 out of 10?
Exactly. You're a 10 out of 10 for right. showing up.
Okay.
No, you get a 12.
On time, too.
You get a 12.
They also have a homemade gelato there, which was great. And, you know, so it was really authentic. They had the pizza and then they had the gelato. And, you know, I think, Chaz, you had the hazelnut. The pistachio was great.
Yes.
They couldn't be more. They're very gracious. And it was, if anyone has any need to be or lives in that area or has work, that's a great spot. You should put it on your regular list.
Shane, you might even be able to walk there from the Stress Factory. Shane's at the Stress Factory tonight.
I'm not
tomorrow.
Walking anywhere.
like, maybe someone will give you a piggyback. Piggyback.
I'm sorry, you're the CEO of this company, and you call in and give food reviews at 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's cool.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah, that's a nice gig.
Yeah.
I'm the president of Shane Inc. No one's really rooting for me like that. That's nice.
No, I have a son named Shane, so I love you already. Oh. I give you a 10.
He must be a good kid.
Nice.
He must be a nice guy.
He's the best.
Yeah.
So
he's
Jeff.
The best. Well, I mean, it's more that I not only get to do the reviews and talk about the places that are in our backyard in Connecticut, but I get to hang out with Chaz, and it's always really fun, and
nice.
It's a great opportunity for us to hang and talk about our lives and reconnect just one-on-one.
That's pretty great.
Really what makes it so special to me.
That's pretty great.
I always say when you walk into a company and you see the owner, you know, it's a different level. And, you know, we're very lucky that these radio stations are owned by a guy who lives right down the street.
Yep.
Listens, loves the the radio stations, but the community. So,
yep.
It's a big plus.
It's a win-win.
So, Jeff, the reason why we're called Connoisseur Media, Shane, is because Jeff is totally into food, total foodie. Now, Shane, you've traveled around the country and the world.
Yeah.
Right? You've had food everywhere. Jeff's had food everywhere. So I'm going to do this. We're going to play a little game now. It's called Where to Go from Those Who Know. I know. It's a lame name. I only had 5 seconds to make
it. It sounds like a Where the Sidewalk Ends kind of.
It does a little.
Bit,
okay.
But it is. But it's nice.
I'm going to name a food item.
Okay.
And then Shane and Jeff are going to tell us the first restaurant and where that pops into their mind. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going establishment, not city.
Or establishment not, or city. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you think of. Whatever comes to your mind. French fries.
Oh. I guess I say McDonald's, but that's just because there's a TikTok video I saw yesterday. I don't think. And that's so bizarre because I'm never on TikTok.
Right.
So the algorithm really knows what we're doing. Yeah. Like, even now. I don't know. Fries? I don't know.
French fries,
I
McDonald's?
Coney Island.
Coney Island?
Nice.
Yeah. The original Nathan's and Coney
okay.
Island.
Okay.
Those are the big, like, potato.
Crinkle cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. They give you a little spear with them. It's fun just for the spear.
Right.
Oh, there's a little basket.
Actually, yeah.
That's what you can make out of Coney Island.
I think there's a place called, I think it's Vince's Red Hot that does duck fat fries in Chicago.
Ooh, duck fat
yeah.
fries.
Yeah. Oh. I think that's. I'm not exactly sure what the name of it is, but that place is killer.
What do they do with the rest of the duck?
Yeah. Duck fat fries sounds friggin' awesome.
Oh, yes, it does. Pretty,
oh, my God.
Pretty piggish, but it's good.
There's a place in Westport, the Cottage, that has duck fat fries with their, they have like a 2-day cooked brisket bun.
I feel my left arm going numb just talking about this.
I'm trying so hard not to swear about how good this food sounds.
All right, next item. Pulled pork.
Oh. Pulled pork. Oh.
I had pulled pork. I was on my way down to, in Texas, I was with my daughter and one of my buddies that I was partners with and his two daughters, and we were going pig hunting, and we stopped at this place.
You were going hog
San Antonio. Yeah, and we stopped at this place.
I did it years ago.
Were you in, like, the helicopter shooting
San Antonio? No.
Okay.
No. It's a little more sporting than that. Like, you actually went and, like, you didn't, you know, use machine guns from the air.
Did you have an ATV or something?
No, you sat in a blind. You sat in like in a thing, and you waited and see. You know, and so there's a lot of waiting around. But I actually was successful at it. I'm not sure I'd do it again. It was a kind of a an experience that this guy wanted to give me, but we stopped in San Antonio. And
sounds like my home state.
Pulled pork right outside.
Wow.
So, that was the place that reminded me when I think of pulled pork. Because you normally think of brisket in Texas,
yeah.
But the pulled pork that I had was great there, too.
I was on the road, and we went spearfishing in Florida, and they had this, like, redneck give us that was our guide or whatever,
yeah.
And he was like, check out this video, and it was just, like, infrared, like, night vision footage of him, like, just mowing down a bunch of, like, pigs with, a automatic weapon. And we're like, this is insane. He was like, isn't it awesome? I was like, this guy just completely no filter. Everything he said was the least appropriate thing. And he showed us, like war footage, essentially, committed on pigs. And we were like, all right, I guess...
Cool.
No different than what we're about to go do, which is go spear fishing in the ocean. You know, like, I felt like judgy and also like a hypocrite at the same time.
Right.
You know, like, but
I'm going to go
anything.
Kill things my way.
Right.
But it was an individual experience. It was not like, and then we ended up eating them. And I was the only one really that shot that was able to get any.
Good for
and,
you.
I was just lucky. I remember when we got out of the car, There was a big one, and I thought, and he was like, okay, lean the gun on the hood of the car for stability. And I thought I was like Chuck Connors. Like, I just like, oh, I can handle it. And I was like,
that's cool.
Boom. And the pig just looked at me and just walked away. And it's like, yeah, you're not doing that.
And Shane, you may have been to this place. When I lived in Dallas, I went to Hutchins Barbecue. In McKinney, Texas.
I know it, but I've never been to it. I know of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a little small shack back when I was there, maybe 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is now.
But those places make the best food.
But it's still open.
Nice.
No. And, boy, that was really
it's hard,
good
it's hard to
pork.
Have a barbecue restaurant go out of business in
Texas.
Yeah, yeah. People.
Yeah.
That's all they can eat.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
Shane Torres is in studio, and our CEO, Jeff Warshaw, on the phone. We're talking about food places. All right, here's the next item. A burger.
Oh.
That's...
My favorite burger, Chaz, we had one that was related to it, was my favorite burger I've ever had is still in Westport, Connecticut. There was a place, La Farm, and now we've had the one that was at the one that came after, which was the Welk. But I remember the best burger I ever had, I was working on a deal, and I was really frazzled, and I was very tired. And my wife walked in to my office around 6:30 and just surprised me and sat down and handed me a burger from La Farm. And it was the best burger I ever had. So it was a combination. See, a lot of times for me, it's not just the...
It's the emotion.
The food. It's the... And the experience around it. You know,
right.
I remember
certainly.
When I once took this wine class, and the guy was saying that you can... I can reproduce everything except for the experience that you have when you're having that in the place where it's meant to be had. And that's, so to me, it's the combination, not just of the food, but of the experience you're having while you're enjoying the food and who you're with and you know, what it means to you in that moment.
It's interesting that you went that way with the burger when you were stressed out about a deal and it made you like it more. Because if I was, like, freaking out about my taxes or something, and I'd be like, this is the worst damn taco I've ever had. You know, I think you got positive
vibes. But his beautiful
vibes.
Wife brought it to him.
Yeah, well,
it was
that's
just
nice.
I
also don't have a wife, so maybe that's where I should start.
Okay. Get yourself a wife, and then you're going to find a good burger.
Yeah, right? Wife, ecstasy burger.
That's written somewhere.
Media empire.
And get a wife, get a good burger. Yeah,
I haven't been all over the country. So I don't have any reference points, but I got to tell you, when I'm in California, I have to go to In-N-Out.
Yeah, you always mention that. Yep,
I have to go to In-N-Out.
Yep.
I mean, I know it's chainy or whatever.
Oh,
but.
Well, it describes the whole process, really. Yeah. And it comes out real fast.
There's a place called Ho-Dad's in San Diego that's really good.
Ho-Dad's.
Yeah, and to his point, it's like if you go out there and you're like, it's an Ocean Beach. The one I know of, I think there's two or three of them, maybe even more. But if you're out there on the beach all day, like surfing or whatever, playing volleyball, and then you're like. Kind of fried from the sun. They have great burgers. Like, and it's just, you know, really thick, meaty, like nothing special. The kind of buns that, like, when your fingers touch it, it, like, leaves an imprint. You know,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
My skin's like that at the beach, too.
Yeah.
I see my fingers.
Yeah, but that's just speaking to his the experience of the moment. That place is great for that. For
awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, Jeff, have a great weekend, and thanks for lunch yesterday. I really appreciated the time.
You too. It's my pleasure. And Shane, it's nice to meet you on the air, and I hope to meet you soon in person. And everyone have a safe weekend, and try to make one of those experiences like I just talked about with your family this weekend.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Thank you, Jeff. Comedian Shane Torres in studio. Thanks for waking up and coming in.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah.
So we were contemplating whether or not he's been here before, and we're like, you know, we don't have
memories.
We drink a lot on the weekends.
I kill mine every weekend.
And then when we did the tease for Dumbass News, he said, I remember being here.
Nice.
I remember doing Dumbass News.
Epiphany.
He remembers the story we did.
Wow.
Oh, really?
See? Yeah.
Something about some cyclists?
Yeah, there were like this couple, they were cycling through Taliban-controlled Afghanistan or something like that.
Yeah.
The idea was to like that they were going to show that love is like key or whatever.
Oh boy.
And and like we're trying to do this thing, and then they were killed
because Taliban
some hostile group of people. I can't remember if it's still the Taliban or who it was.
Probably was.
But then you were like, "These idiots! Of course this happened." And I was like, "Yes,
that sounds like
it's right. It's right." Then I went the other direction. My liberal like. Whiny Oregon-ness when I lived there, just like, well, they were trying to do the right thing. God forbid, you know, albeit foolish, and God rest them. I still find they were in the right, even though it was not maybe the most rational decision.
Just wasn't the right timing.
We didn't put them in Dumbass News for the message they were trying to get out there.
Yeah.
No, it was for where they brought it.
Exactly right.
It's like a lot of things. It's like the well-intended and there's the poorly executed.
Maybe
like,
going through with a tank, spreading it with a bicycle.
Kind of hard to get that message across when you're rolling over a village with a tank.
At least we're Kevlar.
Everybody love.
I love to shoot you.
Load another shell.
So that looks like it would have been 2018. It was a DC couple. They were biking across multiple countries, and they had a blog that they would update every day and talk about the kindness that they experienced every day.
I'm guessing it ended that day.
They were warned not to go through a specific area, and they're like, no, we're going to do it.
Ding,
and
ding.
And that was the end of that.
Was it the Taliban, or should we give somebody else
ISIS.
Credit?
ISIS, okay. Yeah.
Apologies.
Yeah.
My apologies to the Taliban.
Right, right.
They're good guys.
They would never do something like that.
What ticked them off, they thought that Bell was the ice cream man.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I remember.
I remember.
That was 2018.
2018 that I'm seeing on this article anyway.
Yeah, I had to. I remember I had this. I did the early show, and then Andrew Saltz was doing the late show, and now he sold out the Scotiabank Arena in Toronto, and I'm back where I was. Yeah.
Well, you
let's do some dumbass news. God help me.
All right. Shane's not mentioning that he, you know, is doing dates on the Fully Loaded Comedy Festival.
Yeah,
with Bert Kreischer, Shane Gillis, Tiffany Haddish, Big J. Okerson,
Dave
Attell.
Not
even the most famous Shane on that tour. God.
He's been here, too. We've had him here as well.
He spelled differently. Well,
everyone's doing great.
Bert's been here.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I love all those people. I'm not complaining. I'm very blessed.
That they would say, you know who we need to have on this tour? Shane Torres.
Yeah, that's true.
That is big, man.
That's huge.
Bert's producing a special for me, him and his wife, Leanne. So that'll
that's
be
awesome.
Soon. Yeah, so that'll be out soon.
He's really good people.
He's a wonderful person. Actually, his wife, Leanne, is the one who really went to bat for me on it. Like, so I approached him about it, and then he was like, I'll talk to Leanne, and Leanne just kind of went to town for me, and then we were taping the special, and I was like thanking Bert, and he goes, you'd really be shocked how little I had to do with this.
And then
we got like epically drunk, so it was a good time.
Nice.
Yeah, and that's saying something in that crew. So yeah.
Yeah.
So what do we got? Did somebody decide to have a bunch of lottery balls, but put a live like rattlesnake in the cage when they reached in or something?
That would definitely make this segment.
Oh, you should have been here yesterday.
What was the story?
Well, we had a guy who lost his deodorant can in his rectum.
Yep.
So we started there.
Yep.
And then we had a call from a nurse who had to pull a 2-foot mag light out of a guy's backside.
Yep. Yep.
But today,
that was still on. That was the detail. It was still on.
Yeah.
You went from saying the medical term rectum to the country rube term of backside. That sentence started smart and ended community college.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Scott Haney, Channel 3 Weather on the phone. Good morning.
I'm in the stress factory here at work today.
Oh, really? What's going on?
You stressing?
Just a lot of, you know, everybody's banking on me for the holiday weekend. What's the weather going to be like? We got the smoke in the air. It's just not an ideal forecast. You know what I'm saying?
I smelled it for the first time this morning. I was like, I smell smoke.
Yeah, there's no smoke in the air on July 4th weekend ever. Nothing ever.
Wildfire, AJ. And roll down your windows.
Yeah, Shane makes a good point. There's always smoke in the air on the 4th of July weekend.
Different
like, what
smoke,
difference
though.
Does it make?
Yeah. That's true. That is very true.
It's magnesium.
Yeah, exactly. So rough forecast, though. You know, showers and thunderstorms each day with the exception of today and tomorrow. And then we start rolling into the 4th with showers and thunderstorms each day.
Do people know you're not responsible for the weather?
Yeah, you don't create it.
They think I create the weather.
Oh, well.
I've been on that Reddit
hello,
thread.
Hello, Mr. Man. And I'm like, hello, how are you?
That sounds quite terse.
What's the wildest thing someone has said to you about the weather? Like, has it been like, sunny by crack
life.
Or whatever, you know, like.
What'd they say?
You ruined my life.
Oh. I apologized.
Yeah. It snowed on Thanksgiving, and it snowed on Christmas that year. And he said, you ruined my Thanksgiving, and now you're ruining my Christmas. Oh. You've ruined my life. Yeah. And I was like, well, I said, that is something.
Wait, was he New Year's?
Were you face to face, or was this through a text?
No, it was an email.
Oh,
then they hardly
how
ever come to you face to face.
How right? How precarious is your life if a little bit of snow ruins your life?
Snow on Christmas. Yeah, most people hope for that.
Exactly.
I was like, "What
it's
the
an
heck?"
Ideal
the other day,
situation.
The other day, I was at a residence doing a story, and a woman, a young girl, comes up to me and she's like, "Oh my God, I love you!" And I said, "Thank you so much." She's like, "I don't watch you, but I love you."
What? Okay. Are you the girl in the bushes?
I said, okay. She's like, I'm sorry, and I'm an NBC 30 girl. I was like, okay. Why are you telling me this?
Exactly.
You know, polite.
Also, what a
like, weird
affiliation.
My boyfriend loves you, too. And I was like, well, send your boyfriend my way and, you know, whatever.
Why do people need to say that? You could just say.
I don't know. I just don't understand. Just say I love you, and that's it, and walk away.
Don't say
anything at all.
Or just say nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You don't even have to love.
Exactly. You know, strong like.
You know who I really like? It's Bill over on KAT 37. That's my guy. Like, why?
Right.
Why that happens in that? Comedy all the time where people will come up and just be like, you were my favorite. And then you'll be standing next to another comic like, you were good too.
I hate that.
Oh, you just hit a nerve over here.
I hate that.
And I'm just like. Well, thank you.
You know what? I ready to say nothing at all.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just my dream.
Right. Don't look over at me.
Yeah, exactly. Don't acknowledge me. It's like, oh my God. And you were good, too.
To be fair, I've also had someone tell me my comedy ruined their life. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've not yet to hear that, so that's a pretty good thing. The other day, another instance, I'm with my 23-year-old friend who was still in the picture.
I was telling Shane just as we were entering the break that this might come up.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Hello.
You got
hello.
A fella?
Hello.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, we're walking into a Chinese. Hello. We're walking into a Chinese restaurant the other day, and there's a woman standing outside. And she's like, Scott Haney. She's like, you're my favorite. And then she looks at him and goes, you, I don't know. I don't like you.
Really?
Wow.
Why did she say she didn't like him?
She was jealous.
I don't know. And he just looked at me, and I said,
what a
turn. Roll with the bunches. You, I don't know.
Right.
She said, you, I don't know. I don't care for you. Or
wow.
something like that. I was
wow.
like, what on earth is
such
happening?
Such a weird thing to say.
Seriously.
But I thought you guys weren't going to be going out in public for...
We snuck to the Chinese restaurant because he said nobody would be there.
And the first thing that happens is, Scott Haney!
Right.
Exactly. I'm
and
like,
who are you?
With me.
Right.
Like, you people are going to... It's just not good. It's not a good setup.
Just say he's a producer. Done.
No, you don't lie. Just don't say
anything. Yeah, I don't lie. I don't like to lie.
No, because then you can't keep track of everything.
That's true. Yeah. Exactly. Well, yeah, you're probably going to see her a lot.
Well, then just say, now I have to kill you.
or you'd be somewhere else, and they'll say, where's your producer? It's like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Right.
What producer?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
But that's a dilemma, dating someone. Like, if I'm, you know, we're the same age, by the way, you and I. Okay?
Yeah.
And if I'm, you know, I'm happily married, but I'm speaking, you know.
If you were single.
Right, okay. If I'm dating a hot 23-year-old, I want the world to see it.
I'm untinting, you're untinting the windows.
I want to go to the most public places.
Right.
That's the funny thing is, I don't want anybody to see it.
Really? Why? Are you embarrassed of it?
No, I'm just like, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Oh.
I got a, you know, do you know Jim Bozzi?
Yes.
Yeah, he called me yesterday.
I love Jim Bozzi.
What are you doing?
Really? Most folks just say hello.
Who asked for your input?
No, it wasn't even hello.
You bring a lot of weird energy in. Like, you ruined my life. I don't know you, but I don't like you. What are you doing? Like, why are you here?
What are you doing?
Right.
He's like, you got to nip this in the bud. And I was like, oh.
Now, why would he do that?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, you know, because they're all, because he met him. I don't know.
Oh, so, like, you guys were all hanging out together?
Yeah, we were on Fire Island.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, so a picture.
Just so you know, Shane, Jim Bozzi is a bigwig with Live Nation, marketing director. So all the concerts we deal with, we
have
talk to
talk with him.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely not awake right now on a Friday.
No.
Jim, he should be up.
And he's going to.
Bozzi, please leave the message. Thank you.
Oh, God, he's.
It's voicemail. Yeah, well, voicemail. I come up as Black Caller. Hey, Bozzi, it's Chaz. I'm on the air with Scott Haney. We wanted to talk to you.
Are you doing?
What are you doing?
So
I'm nipping the bud. Nipping the bud.
I said, I don't know.
Done.
Ugh,
I don't know.
How
about having fun?
Right.
Yeah.
Have a nice time.
Or MYOB.
Let me live my life.
Right.
Let me see. Can I be alone Friday night, or can I be with a 23-year-old and we're sharing each other's company? I'll pick the latter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What's the issue?
Yeah.
Right.
What is the issue?
What is the issue? That should be the name of a podcast. What's the issue?
Nice. Very nice.
It sounds too, like, political. What's the issue?
What's your problem?
Right.
What's the issue with Shane Torres? Mango, habanero, narrow, or chili lime?
The name of my iPod is going to be, what are you doing?
And you got to put little dot, dot, dots in between. Like, what are you doing?
Shane.
Yes.
What are you doing? What's up with your life? Do you have a girlfriend, a wife? We know you don't have a wife.
No, I don't have a wife. I don't know. I'm seeing. I don't know if she's my girlfriend. I'm probably gonna have to find out this week. Honestly, I feel like that's coming down the pipe pretty quick.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I'm.
It's got to be hard for a traveling comedian.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's got to be tough.
It's fine.
Hang on, James is calling
my company.
Oh, he's calling Scott
Jim.
Back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Call PLR. They want to talk to you on the air. I'm live on the air.
About what?
About my
just hang up on him.
We
hang
can
up
hear
on
you.
Him. Hang up on him.
We can hear you.
Hey, goodbye.
About what?
He's asleep.
Oh.
Who sleeps at 7:40 in the morning?
A lot of good people.
Shane would be.
Jesus.
People in the concert business.
Right.
People in the comedy industry.
Right. Those who are late at night.
Night nurses.
I'm up at like
1:30. You know, other first responders, comedians, nurses.
Right, all those.
I just texted him the hotline.
Yep.
I have a feeling he won't call in.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he won't call, too.
I'm looking for his number right now. I'm going to call him in a second.
He'll call at 10:02 when the show is over.
Exactly. When's the show over?
Hello, it's me.
Yeah. Well, so... Yeah, I'm not thinking it's hard for you to meet women as a traveling comedian, but to maintain a relationship.
You'd be surprised. It's hard for me. I think a lot of guys do great. A lot of comics do great. I'm not the kind of dude who's just like, I better go talk to her now. You know, like that's
right.
Yeah, like
Chaz.
I'm more of a crush on a barista for 5 years and then move. You know.
Hey, Jim Bozzi's on the phone.
Chaz, is he a good-looking man, this Shane?
Yeah. He looks like Jason Momoa.
Oh.
All right. You're going from 25 to 41 on this.
Jim Bozzi's on the phone. Bozzi, Scott's on the phone, and you're on the air.
Hi.
Your words to me yesterday, Jim. What are you doing?
My words to Scott, quite simply, were, Scott, we haven't caught up since last weekend. What are you doing? I didn't even have to preface it with any kind of like anything. Just like what? He did text me a few 2 weeks ago, Scott. You said something about a college football player. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, okay, Larry Zonka, circa 1969. But no, this was like this. Scott, what are you doing?
He just stopped playing college football.
Yeah, this guy did.
Yeah. He's a nice kid, though, right, Jim?
By the way, there's an event in Dallas this weekend called Daddy Land, and I suggest you go.
Sounds like a really interesting amusement park.
There are going to be some upset Christians there.
There's a lot of laps.
Oh, no. Daddy Land.
I'm serious. It's a huge event. It's like 5,000 guys, just like Scott, that are going to be converging on Dallas. Scott, you can still get a
photo. So, hold on. It's like a...
I'm pretty good. I got one right here. I went to 23andMe, and I went to the wrong website.
You got the 23.
Could you
exactly?
Could you explain exactly what Daddy Land is?
You can Google it, Daddy Land.
It's a combination of a flub and a mumble, and here are the top five.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble Montage.
Wasn't he like a brother of, was he also a Damon? Not Damon. Who's the other guy? It was big and little darling, stuff like that. Matt something. I can't think of his name now. Another guy with the caterpillars for eyebrows. Again, thanks for the help, guys. my mind's going up like the lottery machine with the ping pong balls in it. And you guys like just watching.
It almost just happened again.
I know. I realized that. I cut to the chase as quick as possible. I saw
that
epic. I'm doing it all
You're
over
trying
again.
To explain a clip.
I'm doing it all
And you
over
make
again.
A new one.
Yep. Yeah.
Very meta.
That was more test pattern.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to listen to.
Thanks. Who's the other guy? That. It was big and little darling, stuff like that. Matt something. I can't think of his name now. Another guy with the caterpillars for eyebrows. I had to scan like 30, 40 years to try and get this guy's name.
So, no, we've discussed this. So just your images are popping into your head.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing. And so you had an image of someone with giant eyebrows.
Yeah.
Like giant eyebrows.
Right.
It's you remember the name of the TV show or whatever he was on?
No, it was a movie.
I don't know.
It's kind of like...
No one else knows that.
It's kind of like... You ever see those TV shows where they show the computerized thing and like it's like making a person and like all of a sudden eyebrows and then the face and then the nose and then the hair. And I'm like, oh, that's who it is. Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like that going through my head.
So your brain's playing charades with you.
Basically, yes. Right. It's like Pictionary. Yeah. Okay.
I like that you feel the obligation to keep speaking. Because you could just stop and wait for it to come to you.
I could do that.
But it's way more entertaining to hear this. All these little... It's like a message coming in from space.
In fragments.
Yes. Yeah. If you remember Star Trek with the transporter...
Eyebrows.
With the transporter. Like, remember these like old...
With particles.
They had particles and they'd solidify. Basically, I'm a transformer.
Mm, okay.
Transporter. Transformer. Transporter. I'm just going to shut the F up.
No. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I'm just going to shut the F up.
All right. Here's the next one.
Yeah, that was only clip one. Here's clip two.
Oh, God damn it. And grandma.
And grandma.
There we know they go after a free firework.
A free firework?
Free firework. Yes, I know.
Free firework.
Free firework.
That was not one of your best of the week, but I had to include it just given the weekend we're going into.
That is how I sound about 10:30 at night in my garage. Yeah, we know they go after a free firework. as I'm trying to make my way from the garage back into the house without dropping the martini glass.
I think our next bit should be getting you a brain scan.
Nice.
I want to take a look at that.
First, I got to find it.
Here's clip three.
It's Stump the Chumps. Everybody on and stumps who can stump us gets tickets for... let me start over again. Yeah.
Reset. Reset.
Well, while we got that brain scan machine out, mine in there.
Let's all just do a group.
Yeah. The Chumps. Everybody on and stumps who can stump us gets tickets for... let me start over again.
At least you have the sense to stop.
Well, you're talking.
That's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was. I knew I couldn't fix it.
Right.
We had to go back to the beginning and start over.
Take two.
Take this. Throw that in the trash.
Yeah. Start gone. Over. Right. Yeah. Let me scrape my shoe off and start all over again.
Okay. Clip four.
What ends up happening is the guy leaves a ticket.
Leaves it in the store.
Even she didn't see it. People, you know, the guy who bought the ticket thought he lost the ticket. So really,
he did lose it.
He did. I mean, so here's an idea: you buy a ticket, hold on to the goddamn ticket.
You could hear the frustration in my voice.
It's like, yes. I'm trying to get words out; they're not working. I must speak to the people.
Instead of slowing down, you just get louder.
Yes, louder and faster.
Yes.
I want everyone to hear this.
I'm out of control going down a hill, and I'm heading for the bay.
And here's an idea. You buy a ticket.
Here's your last clip of the week.
Oh, thank God. Sun and clouds today and tomorrow. Low to mid-80s tomorrow. Sunday and Monday. Yeah. Maybe the bottle rocket blew off my head. I don't know. Same with a chance for scattered showers, storms. Sunday through Thursday. Tuesdays, I'm trying to say. I have not been drinking 60 in Bethany.
This is you making the weather easier to understand.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Right before this break, we had a conversation, and he did weather from today until Wednesday.
Yep.
And he said, there's got to be a better way.
And you told me how to do it.
Yeah.
And then I read it and I blew it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday and Monday. Yeah. Maybe the bottle rocket blew off my head. I don't know. Same with a chance for scattered showers, storms. Sunday through Thursday. Tuesday, I'm trying to say. There was no maybe. It definitely did. There's no maybe here.
AJ's going to Dream Theater tonight. He's mad about the promo that's been running.
What's the promo
just
say?
Upset, telling folks to tickle my feet. Yeah. You know, idiots are going to come over now and be like, "Hey, like no,
this is my favorite bit." I assume that neither of you listen to the radio station after 10 o'clock, right?
No, it's on in the morning when I'm cleaning the studio up.
Oh, right. That's so before the show starts,
I'm
right?
Like, I'm like, wait, what?
So you guys, in my head, you guys have no idea what happens after 10. So right. I run all sorts of things that say stuff about you that I don't think you have any idea what's happening.
Yeah, well, now I know I got to wear shoes.
That promo also makes fun of you, Chaz. I don't know.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. It makes fun of the both of you.
I haven't heard it.
I didn't catch that part.
It says, like, and watch Chaz pretend to be nice to you, I believe is what it says.
Oh, that's funny.
Tickle AJ's feet.
That's kind of what happened.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm doing over here.
I do need to be nicer.
Yeah, and
so I do
and
pretend.
I'm wearing shoes tonight now.
I have to entertain myself when I write all these things and when I listen to the station. So that's what this is. All these promos that are written by me, and they are all me trying to entertain me. That's what's happening.
Phil found it.
Amphitheater. That's a lot of selfies, a lot of high fives, and a lot of Chaz pretending he's interested in what you're saying.
You probably never heard that before.
Join us Saturday for Three Doors Down with Phil. Both Friday and Saturday at Tedeschi Trucks with John Kamal. Sign up for free lunch for a year. Tickle AJ's feet and buy us a hot dog.
See, I'm entertained.
There's something so wrong with you. Yeah, and now I got to fend off people all night long.
Well, the idea is you'll be in flip-flops, probably, so people could actually tickle your feet.
I wasn't actually going to.
I think you should, and people will lick their fingers and do it. It'll be great.
God.
You would like your feet tickled.
Not by a dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be a lot of women at Dream Theater tonight?
No. That's why you did it, you bastard.
Hey, so we were talking to you Last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all found that that parade thing.
Yes,
you were in
and
the
I watched it. I found me.
You kicked ass, man.
I was at the minute. I was at the 1 hour and 3 minute mark.
Right.
It was excellent.
Right.
What do we... Do you have a real saxophone?
Yeah. You're damn right we do.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and it's safe. It's a safe saxophone.
Where did you get... First of all, where did you get a saxophone? Whose saxophone is it?
There was some blind guy playing it.
Am I supposed to play it?
Yes.
No, you're supposed to sit there and admire it.
But it's good. I got to, like, put it together, right?
Right. Yeah, you know what you're doing. Look at he's actually doing it.
Chaz and AJ. The Water Doctor. Boss Keith. Top 5.
Are these reeds, like, used?
No, I think they're new.
They're not new.
They're all brand new.
Yeah, they're all brand new.
Then you're supposed to do this thing, right?
I have no idea. I don't play sax.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You got to, like, wet the reed.
You got to lick your reed?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a flattened cigar.
It's been, again, what did we say? 1992?
Yes.
January 1st was the last time.
The fact you put it together impressed me.
Yeah. I mean, I did it, like, every day.
Right.
For 10 years, and I took lessons, and my parents were very committed to this whole thing.
Right, right.
Couldn't have taught me guitar or piano or
right, something.
Drums.
Cool.
Drums, yeah.
Right,
the
drums.
Saxophone, yeah. I mean,
there's no sax in you, too.
Women enjoy sax players.
Saxophones weren't cool in 1992.
Oh, yeah. Now they're cool now, supposedly. I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen thought it was.
Yeah.
Ugh. Billy Joel.
Yeah,
Yacht Rock. Right? Yeah, but Yacht Rock wasn't cool in 1992. It came back later.
Can you play Quarter Flash?
Well, I got nothing. Maybe I have it set up wrong.
Was that out of your mouth or your ass?
Oh, my God. I definitely don't know how to play anymore.
Oh, wow.
I put it together nice. Maybe
you
I
did,
set it
you
up
did.
Wrong.
Right.
Something's backwards. What'd you do?
That was...
that sounds like my cat party.
I can't, like... Now I'm, like, under pressure. I'm sort of shaking.
Yeah, don't shake. Don't shake it. We're not here.
There we go.
Right now. We're not here. Nobody's here right now.
You know.
You're at one with the universe.
I don't think you're going to get the Baker Street solo, guys. There I am.
Wow, it sounds great all of a sudden.
Just mimic it.
All right, here we go. All right, so it's on right.
So you're like, have...
I can't play. I can't play anymore.
Is there a sock in it or something?
This is sad.
Is there a sock in it?
Jesus, Mr. Blake's going to be pissed. He was my teacher for
many years.
Oh, no, he's certainly dead. And he smoked while we did lessons.
Okay.
How many years did you play?
1984 to 1992.
Wow. You should be able to get a sound out of that.
Yeah.
I can't play it. I can't do it, guys. I don't know why.
It's like you had hot dogs and tight underwear.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to practice over the weekend?
No.
No.
I want you to play right now.
It sounds like New Year's gone wrong.
I go, what?
Did a mosquito get in this?
What the hell? Is maybe the saxophone's broken. I can't even get it to play a note. Something's wrong. This
isn't doing a commercial for Honey Nut Cheerios?
This isn't a Keith problem. This is a saxophone problem.
Let's go, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Forget it. It's over.
If he hugs the movie,
No.
I can't get it to play.
If he hugs the movie, I'm going to really.
There I am. There you go. Sound great.
Hey, baby.
What the heck?
Is your reed wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong. Like, right. There's no way I'm just like this
maybe,
bad.
Can you try another reed, maybe?
Well, there's.
I don't know.
Like, what? I can't.
It's
broken. Whoever. This is a broken saxophone.
You sound like you're in an argument with a chipmunk.
Like, it won't make any sort of. It's not me. I'm telling you, it's broken.
The sound doesn't make it very entertaining.
How could it be broken?
Yeah, there's something in it or something.
I don't know.
Yes, there's something in it.
Oh.
Aha.
What?
See, dickheads. There's something in it.
What do you mean, dick?
There's this giant thing. I knew it wasn't me.
Why wouldn't you look?
There's like a dustbuster in here. I knew it wasn't me. All right. I feel much better.
There it goes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go. Let's try again. All right. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
I don't know what to play.
I guess I'm better.
Sort of.
Hang on. The
sort of.
Hang on.
Somewhere there's a music teacher rolling in his grave.
Still smoking. See?
Hang
on. At least I took the dustbuster out and it worked.
The cobra's coming out of the basket.
Sexy, right? Sexy?
Right.
I feel so much better. Who can it be now?
Yeah.
Oh, can I play it like off the top of my head?
Your head is so
no,
right
I can't
now.
Play anything off the top of my head. I used to be able to play the Rocky, the theme from Rocky. Oh,
really?
I can't do any of these.
Go songs. Right ahead.
I can play C, B, A, G. Yeah. Close.
Yeah. Yeah. Play along. Yeah.
Are we good here?
No. Hold on, we have a sax player on the phone. Hello.
Hey, Chas, how's it going? It's Jimmy from the Rum Runners and Free Play. Hey, hey. Boss Keith, you're welcome to join us tonight. I'm going to give you the solo for Baker Street.
Nice.
I'm going to be opening up set two. And if you're too nervous, I'll hide in back of the drum kit, and you could fake it. You could play some air sax.
No vanilla.
I'll spot you.
Nice. I appreciate it. Hopefully you won't trick me and put a dustbuster thing in the saxophone.
No, you got some better sound without that in it, for sure. It's, that definitely helps.
It's true.
I like the cat fart sound.
I will learn the Baker Street solo over the
All
next
right.
week, and then I will play.
That okay. will get you up on stage. We...
I said he's going to play this next Friday at this time.
I mean, well, we're playing tonight. Actually, we're on tonight, 6 to 8, but if you need more time, we'll take another time for you.
I don't know if you heard the cat dying sound effects I was making. I think I need some more time.
Where are you guys playing?
We're in back of we're at the Fowler Pavilion in back of the Milford Library tonight,
cool.
6 to 8 p.m. for a free concert. Another free concert coming off the big show at the Milford Fireworks.
I was at that. You guys were great at that. I had a great time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You should have come up then.
All right. Thank you, Jenny. Keith is going to try to burn time here so he doesn't have to play that. All right.
So
thank you, man.
Thanks,
watch the Rum Runners.
Yay.
But what about the list? I got to do my list. We're out of time. And this was a good list today that I worked hard on.
Don't we want to hear more saxophone?
No. Nobody wants to.
Oh, my God. It's Bad Bell Ballet.
I can't wait to hear your friends have that sax piece you were playing as a ringtone.
The cat
this
fart.
Was stuck Beep. In there. They got to take this out.
Beep.
It's Why are you yelling phone. At us? You're the one who
This
played.
Is a setup, like a you big, guys are jerks.
Like a big Beep! Sex, like a big sex toy.
Are we done?
Beep!
Can I do my list? Or
yes.
Do I need to...
Yes.
Are we out of time?
Here we go.
And AJ,
Ruth, I'm getting this
the
to you.
Water Doctor. Boss Keith, top five.
Oh, my God. All right. So it's do or do not for July 4th. Okay.
Right.
So...
Do not play sex.
So number five. Don't... Wear tank tops. It's a tough week for clothing, July 4th weekend, on these beaches and the streets. Some of us cannot wear tank tops. I'm one of them. The rule should be, unless you're ripped, you've got to say no. I get it. You know, you like the wind blowing on your armpit hair. But if you don't look the part, even if you're at the beach this week, you've got to retire them. I know it's sad. And I've never once worn a tank top because it's very... Sort of man booty. It's not a time. It's not a good time. AJ, you have tank tops.
It's more like a blouse on him.
Right, it's not.
Yes, I do.
Right. Tonight, Dream Theater, hopefully.
No, I'm not wearing a tank top.
They tickle your feet in the tank top.
You're going to have a shirt with buttons, and will you use the buttons?
I'm just wearing a PLR t-shirt.
Okay, great.
Number four, do sneak drinks into the fireworks. There are a few holidays where laws seemingly don't matter, and July 4th is one of them. So if you want to, I did this at the Milford fireworks that we were just talking about. If you want to sneak drinks in your pockets, it seems like the cops have a Key West mentality over July 4th. Now, don't quote me. I almost
just
got arrested.
Stand out.
I almost got arrested on New Year's Eve.
Right.
But beyond that, it was a long time ago. But beyond that, I think it's all right. I think this is fine if you keep it mellow. Keep it calm at the Hamden fireworks. Pockets, solo cups, things like that.
Right.
Number three, don't go to work on Monday. July 4th on a Tuesday is confusing. Many offices, including this one, are open. You can't go. Tell me you have COVID. It's like the day after Thanksgiving, the day after the Super Bowl.
COVID. I'll be back Wednesday.
Really,
just a really short version.
Right.
But it's quick COVID.
You got it this morning. Like, oh, I got COVID Friday. I'll see you Wednesday.
Quick COVID.
Right. July 3rd is a nonsense day. Everyone should have it off. When I'm the governor, everybody will have it off.
When you're the governor, we're moving.
Right. I would be a hell of a governor. There would be a lot of changes. Number two. Do have a lobster roll. Don't have it with mayo. Lobster rolls are absurdly expensive. I don't know if you've had one lately. Yeah. They are $35.
What? They went up.
$35 is a lot of money for a lobster roll.
Where is this? At a concert?
No. Anywhere. Sort of everywhere. Any of these lobster shacks, they are between $30 and $40.
Wow. Last time I had one was like $19.
Yeah, no. Shoreline lobster rolls, between $30 and $40. But
whoa,
if you're going to, you know, everything sucks. And everything's $1 million. Yes. So that Starbucks that I get is $5.85. So, of course, the lobster roll is going to be $35. So if you're going to splurge, this is the weekend to do it. Just don't do it with mayo, which is America's worst condiment. You get it with butter the way it should be. The Connecticut way, oddly, is the way, not the dumb Maine way. Hot, buttered, $35. Number one.
I feel like a sex act. Hot, buttered, $35.
Number one, here's a plug.
Here.
Do listen to these radio stations. We have a lot of things happening. I don't usually plug the stuff we're doing, but these are
it's
big
pretty
ones.
Cool.
So the Fox is going to be all party songs. So starting at 5 p.m. today through Tuesday, no slow songs. There won't be any ballads. It's all up. It's all party songs and some random ones. PLR will be 1776, which is 1,776 songs without a repeat. And that starts as soon as you're done here. So that starts at 10 o'clock this morning. And that runs there it is. We're going to play this one. And that runs really till you come back on next week.
Wow. Nice.
So that's everything that's happening. I guess I have homework. I will be practicing for 1 week.
Burp.
Next Friday, I'm gonna kill the hell out of Baker Street.
Beep.
I hate this show, and I've had a terrible time.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.